had thought up for her as a present, last hog's watch, and which she hadn't the heart to throw away, despite the fact that it was a size too small and had a rabbit on the pocket. Finally, she swung her legs out of bed, slipped into the shameful dressing gown, and padded out into the corridor. Mort was waiting for her.
"Won't Father hear us?" she said.
"He's not back. Come on."
"How can you tell?"
"The place feels different when he's here. It's like the difference between a coat when it's being worn and when it's hanging on a hook. Haven't you noticed?"
"What are we doing that's so important?"
Mort pushed open the library door. A gust of warm, dry air drifted out, and the door hinges issued a protesting creak.
"We're going to save someone's life," he said. "A princess, actually."
Isabel was instantly fascinated.
"A real princess? I mean, can she feel a pea through a dozen mattresses?
Can she..."
Mort felt a minor worry disappear.
"Oh, yes. I thought Albert had got it all wrong.
Are you in love with her?"
Mort came to a standstill between the shelves, aware of the busy little scritchings inside the book covers.
"It's hard to be sure," he said. "Do I look it?"
"You look a bit flustered. How does she feel about you?"
"Don't know."
"Ah," said Isabel knowingly, in the tones of an expert.
"Unrequited love is the worst kind. It's probably not a good idea to go taking poison or killing yourself, though," she added thoughtfully. "What are we doing here? Do you want to find her book and see if she marries you?"
"I've read it, and she's dead," said Mort. "But only technically. I mean, not really dead."
"Good. Otherwise, that would be necromancy. What are we looking for?"
"Albert's biography."
"What for? I don't think he's got one."
"Everyone's got one."
"Well, he doesn't like people asking personal questions. I looked for it once and I couldn't find it. Albert by itself isn't much to go on. Why is he so interesting?"
Isabel lit a couple of candles from the one in her hand and filled the library with dancing shadows.
"I need a powerful wizard, and I think he's one."
"What, Albert?"
"Yes, only we're looking for Alberto Malik. He's more than 2,000 years old, I think."
"What? Albert?"
"Yes, Albert."
"He never wears a wizard's hat," said Isabel doubtfully.
"He lost it. Anyway, the hat isn't compulsory. Where do we start looking?"
"Well, if you're sure, the stack, I suppose. That's where Father puts all the biographies that are more than 500 years old. It's this way."
She led the way past the whispering shelves to a door set in a cul-de-sac. It opened with some effort, and the groan of the hinges reverberated around the library. Mort fancied for a moment that all the books paused momentarily in their work just to listen. Steps led down into the velvet gloom. There were cobwebs and dust, and air that smelled as though it had been locked in a pyramid for 1,000 years.
"People don't come down here very often," said Isabel. "I'll lead the way."
Mort felt something was owed.
"I must say," he said, "you're a real brick."
"You mean pink, square and dumpy? You really know how to talk to a girl, my boy."
"Mort," said Mort, automatically. The stack was as dark and silent as a cave deep underground. The shelves were barely far enough apart for one person to walk between them and towered up well beyond the dome of candlelight. They were particularly eerie because they were silent. There were no more lives to write. The books slept. But Mort felt that they slept like cats, with one eye open. They were aware.
"I came down here once," said Isabel, whispering. "If you go far enough along the shelves, the books run out, and there's clay tablets, and lumps of stone, and animal skins, and everyone's called Ugg and Zog."
The silence was almost tangible. Mort could feel the books watching them as they tramped through the hot, silent passages. Everyone who had ever lived was here somewhere, right back to the first people that the gods had baked out of mud or whatever. They didn't exactly resent him. They were just wondering about why he was here.
"Did you get past Ugg and Zog?" he hissed. "There's a lot of people would be very interested to know what's there."
"I got frightened. It's a long way and I didn't have enough candles."
"Pity."
Isabel stopped so sharply that Mort cannoned into the back of her.
"This would be about the right area," she said. "What now?"
Mort peered at the faded names on the spines.
"They don't seem to be in any order," he moaned.
They looked up. They wandered down a couple of side alleys. They pulled a few books off the lowest shelves at random, raising pillars of dust.
"This is